At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, children of New Consciousness. Welcome to the Progressive. Today I just wanted to share with you quickly about life force or life energy. Energy is a better word. Force seems something like forceful, like something which is imposed on you. No, it isn't. Okay, something about life force and how you can use it or how you can tune into the life force itself. As an energy, the life energy within all things, within all the earth, within all the things living and breathing on it, and within you, within yourselves. How to tune in on this? Because this is very important to understand. If you don't know the essential component of life force itself, you will not know how to tune in on it. And you will need to tune in on it on a regular basis, on your daily routines, work, study, whatever it is that you desire to do in life. First of all, life is desire itself. It desires to just be, to express, to go out there and play. Life energy is very soft. Understand this. Tune into this energy. Life energy is very soft. It is very supple. It is very malleable. It is very opulent. It desires opulence. It desires abundance. It is very open. It is very vulnerable. It is open, vulnerable, intimate, and penetrating. It penetrates everything and everyone, including what you call as inanimate objects. So the life energy is a flow in all things, all around you. So if you need to tune in on life, and you will need to do this whenever you're feeling dull, bored, switched off kind of, and everything seems dry. Everything seems boring and dry. What we call boring and dry is nothing but that absence which we feel of life energy itself. Probably because you're blocking it. You can't block life force. That's when it feels dead. That's when it feels dry. Life seems meaningless. All these kinds of feelings arise when you're blocking your life force. The essential energy of life energy is about flow. First of all, you got to be in the flow of whatever it is that you want to do. If you're in the flow, this thing appears naturally. Life energy appears naturally. It is very natural to you. It's not something which is imposed upon you. You feel part of the river of life. You feel part of whatever you want to create or enjoy as. Life energy is enjoyment itself. Life energy is, like I said, soft. It's very soft. It's very supple. It is not a hardened form or crystallized form of consciousness. It is very smooth and very flowing kind of energy. If you want to tune in on life, your own life energy, try to be soft, open, vulnerable. Life is very vulnerable. It is always inviting. It is always open and inviting to you to participate with it. It wants to do things with you, for you. It wants to gift you. It is an abundant, infinite and eternal energy ever present. It is always present. It is always available. There's never a time in any of your lives, in any of the days, weeks, hours, months, seconds, hours in a day of your life that life energy is absent. The only thing that can be absent or you feel as absent is the connection to it. And this is where even life energy offers an option. You can tune in on it and you can feel it as a part of oneness of all that is. You can feel connected to people, connected to your work, connected to nature, connected to food, connected to drink, connected to friends. Connectivity is the thread of life itself. Life energy desires to connect with everything. It desires connection. It desires connection points in life. Wherever you try to hunt for it, your job, if you want to call it that, is only to find and search for this connection personally to you that makes sense to you. And this is a kind of form of exploration. Don't think of it as work. Think of it as you are explorers of this life energy and what you can create as an experience for yourself in this life. And it can change. It can continuously change. And it does change through life. It does change through your years. It does change through your aging. It changes with your maturity, what you experience in life. It can be any number of things. But tune into this life force as a supple, soft, and malleable. What do I mean by malleable? It is moldable. It is continuously changing in form, fashion, and flows wherever it desires to flow. It cannot be held in a container. It's like a flow of a river. It cannot be held anywhere. It will find cracks and crevices to flow through. This is the very nature of life energy. This is the nature of how it flows inside your body as your life, as you are a living being. And through everything, even through atoms, even through the molecules, even through the earth. So it goes at a very fundamental level of all things. That's life energy. You want to tune in into this life energy if you want to experience that sense of flow. I'm in my mojo, or I'm in my flow. I'm in my joy, following my bliss. For today, everything is not absolute. Just for today. Just try to find day to day that flow, that lightness. Life has a lightness to it. It is not heavy in nature, the life energy that you have. So wherever you feel lightness of things, move towards that for that particular day. Move towards your lightness inside you, inside your mind, inside your emotional body. Ask for it if you're really puzzled. Where is the lightness today? Where is my lightness for me today? Where do I desire to go? What would feel light to me today? Because the energy is changing so fast on the planet that you need to move with it day to day. It's like a fast moving river. Think of it as a fast moving river. If a rafter is going on a fast moving river, all that he or she does is navigating with the currents. You can't fight those currents. The currents are very strong of this river right now. This river of life flowing everywhere. You need to be able to tune in on a day-to-day basis. Move with it. Tune in and move with it. This is the only quote-unquote task you have in front of you. The only task or only job for you is to tune into this life and let that be your guiding force. Let that be your guiding light. Let that take you wherever it wants to take you. It may be a certain thought, feeling, emotion, or activity for a particular day. You got to learn to move with this. It may guide you to certain places, situations. It may guide you to certain ways of being, doing, or acting. Not necessarily the moods. I'm talking about you consciously engaging with it. Don't try to get moody about it. Moodiness is of the moon. Okay, life energy is more of a conscious feeling energy. Life energy will feel all these things which I spoke about. You got to tune in on this kind of a life energy that exists. And when you do, what you will observe is that you will have a sense of peace. First thing, it provides you as a sense of peace as you are aligned with the peace itself. It's a peaceful energy. At the same time, it can feel wild and exciting. This is the two paradoxes which people don't understand. If you're looking for joy and you're looking for peace and you're looking for exuberant abundance and ecstasy, these are all the same life force. It has just different ways it shows up in your life. These are different ways it can show up for you. You will feel any number of these things if you are in tune with that life force, that life energy. And why is this so crucial for you? Because the energies of the planet are shifting like that. It's very dynamic. It's very, very in the moment. You got to be in the moment, in your flow, to really find that happiness for you personally in your life. It's important that you recognize this. I'm just sharing this energy. You can replay this anytime you want. This is the life force you want to tune in on. It'll feel like all of these things. It'll not feel like anything dead, dry, and like a work to do. It's not a job. Life is not a job or a work or a career. Life is a very present, very flowing, very dynamic energy. If you want dynamism to flow within you, you got to take this perspective into consideration. You got to try to tune in on this. You got to look for these things as the qualities of life energy itself. That is flowing in you. That's the one that's breathing. That's the one that's thinking. That's the one that gives you signals as your moodiness, as the loss of thought or loss of presence. You're just drifting through life. So all of these feelings, your life energy is giving to you, signaling to you basically that you're not with me. If you're with me, you will flow with it and you will accept it and you will move forward with it. Not accept it in the form of like a dictatorship or something. Accept it more like, yes, I recognize you as I'm one with you. Yes, I recognize that I need to be this way. It feels like a deep, heart-centered assurance. You don't need anybody else's validation for it. You don't need to take permission for life. Life doesn't require any permission. It is freely always available to all to access anytime. Think of it as that one more quality. Life is not looking for permission. It never is. It is independent energy in the universe all by itself. It's very supremely free. The most supreme freedom and sovereignty that you can find is in life energy itself. Tune in on this. Tune in, use this thing as the basis of guiding yourself. Am I feeling light today? Am I feeling like free and flowing? Is my creativity, thoughts and all aligned? Do I feel aligned with something? Whatever it is that I want to accomplish today. That's important to understand. You need to be feeling aligned. You need to be feeling in the moment. You need to be feeling absolutely as joyful and as wild and as free as you can possibly be. That energy, that feeling is what you got to look for in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. And it's not necessarily accomplishing a goal or a task. That becomes dry. See, you got to follow this thread, whatever I'm speaking here, as an energetic thread. It's an energetic thread. You're going for the feeling, sensing part of it. Not so much the emotion, although that's involved as a sensation, as a way to accomplish things, but not as a goal. You got to start dissolving the idea of goals and endpoints, because the endpoint may be constantly shifting. It is taking you in the direction of your own joy and your own becoming. You're constantly becoming something else through life, through hours, days, weeks, months, and years of your life. You got to be in that flow. Think of it as a flow. A flow that cannot be stopped by anything. A flow that is unencumbered by any weight or any kind of block or any kind of structure. Life does not have structures. Life has only flow. It can flow through a structure, but it cannot become the structure. You cannot concretize it. You cannot make it solid, because life is that kind of a river of flow. You got to move with the flow. This is where all your joy will come in from. It will not come in from the things you are trying to accomplish. There's nothing in life. There is no thing in life. It's just a flow. So you got to be part of it. Make it yourself. Make it part of your being and part of the way you function in life. Yes, you can make life energy the way you function. How do I function every day? Well, if someone asks you that, you say, I function as life itself, because this is all what life is about. Okay? Take care, be safe, be awesome wherever you are. Bye-bye.